falls way down his back, and he adorns himself with rings in his ears, eyebrows, and nose. I'm told he goes to school when he feels like it. Rambo is ashamed that his father is almost 80, and his father is ashamed that his son has silver beads pierced through his tongue. And
any debts incurred after today will not be covered by this gift. If any of these children attempt to contest this will, then this gift shall be nullified as to that child. Even Rambo...
He, along with the rest of them, expects me to sign my name on this will and make his life better. As large as my fortune is, the money won't last long among those fools. A dying old man...
...river water, scooped from an unlimited supply, and presumably...
One problem with measuring TTS is that the recovery process may be...
...unfiltered. There was a wire basket above the door for a towel and a change of clothes, so you had to strip and somehow straddle the toilet while pulling the shower rope with one hand and bathing with the other. What the hell, Nate thought.
They said the words and understood them. Gina and Cody started crying softly. Rex leaned forward, elbows on the table, face buried in his hands, his mind numb. Libigail looked past Bright to Spike and said, "That son of a bitch." Spike concurred.
"Man should not hate, but I cannot help it. They are a miserable bunch, all of them. Their mothers hate me, so the children in turn have been taught to hate."
Mary Ross covered her eyes as her lawyer rubbed her knee. Her husband rubbed the other one. Only Troy Jr. managed a poker face, but not for much longer. There was more damage yet to come. Wycliffe wasn't finished. "To my ex-wives, Lillian, Janie, and Tira, I give nothing."
"Me too. They are vultures circling with clawed feet, sharp teeth, and hungry eyes."